This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 25th of May, 2025. Now on with the news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Around the world are thousands of associations, groups of people, clubs, if you like, that represent radio amateurs. Some of those associations are anointed with a special status, that of member society or peak body, which allows them to represent their country with their own governments, and on the international stage to the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, through a global organisation, the IARU, the International Amateur Radio Union. Some of these are known across our whole community, the ARRL in the USA, the RSGB in the UK, and the WIA in Australia. Some much less so, the CRAC, the Chinese Radio Amateurs Club, or the ARSI, the Amateur Radio Society of India, for example. In an attempt to get a deeper understanding of what distinguishes these organisations, I visited a dozen member society websites. Cultural sensibilities and aesthetics aside, the variety and sense of priority is both pleasing and astounding. Starting close to home, the WIA, the Wireless Institute of Australia, shows news as the most important, and the top story is a radio contact between the International Space Station and a school, held about 2 weeks ago. The ERAU, the Estonian Radio Amateurs Association, features an article about the 2025 General Meeting, outlining who was there, what was discussed, and thanking the participants for their contributions. When I visited, the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League, top news item was the renewed defence of the 902 to 928 MHz amateur radio band from a few days ago. The most important issue for the ARRL is that you read the latest edition of QST magazine, but only if you're a member. The RSGB, the Radio Society of Great Britain, has an odd landing page that links to the main site, which features much of the same content. The latest news is Mental Health Awareness Week, and encourages us to celebrate kindness in our community. The DARC, the German Amateur Radio Club, has a page full of announcements, and the top one was an article about current solar activity, including a coronal hole and various solar flares. The ERASD, the Egyptian Radio Amateur Society for Development, uses QSL.net as its main website. It features many images with text, presumably in Arabic, that unfortunately I was not able to translate. Curiously, the landing page features some English text that welcomes all interested to join. I confess that I love the juxtaposition between a Yaesu FT-2000 transceiver and the images of Tutankhamun and the pyramids. The RAC, the Radio Amateurs of Canada, use their homepage to promote its purpose and features many pictures of their bi-monthly magazine, which you can only read if you're a member, which is where many of the homepage links seem to go. The RCA, the Radio Club of Argentina, is promoting the 2024-2025 Railway Marathon, including links to descriptions of what constitutes a railway activation, how to reserve your station, and upcoming and past activations. There's also a reminder to renew your license. The ARSI, the Amateur Radio Society of India, has a very sparse landing page showing their mission and not much else. Clicking around gives you lots of information about the history, activities, awards, and the like. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find out how to become licensed in India. There's hardly any images. In contrast, the URA, the Union of Radio Amateurs of Andorra, lands you on a page with contact details and not much else. Clicking through the site gives you lots of pictures of happy people and maps. Lots of maps. The KARL, the Korean Amateur Radio League, features an announcement with a link to the 24th Amateur Radio Direction Finding from a week ago, but it requires a login to actually read it. The JARL, the Japan Amateur Radio League, features an announcement to a form you can complete to join the, quote, list of stations from which you do not wish to receive QSL cards, end quote. The NZART, the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, features a big button to the latest news, and clicking on it shows the Jock White Field Day, which was held several months ago. I wasn't able to see the CRAC, the Chinese Radio Amateurs Club, since the page didn't load for me. The Wayback Machine, also known as archive.org, from a capture a few days ago, showed a news item announcing the intent to organise the first Class C amateur radio technical something. I say something because I cannot actually load the article and see what it has to say. The event was scheduled for a month ago. The announcement was from several months ago. Content aside, finding sites was interesting too. Mind you, there's plenty of member associations that don't have any web presence at all. Is that by choice or necessity? The IARU list of member societies conflicts with the list of national organisations shown on Wikipedia. The IARU has about 160 entries. I say about, since the list isn't really formatted as much as it's congealed. Let's just say perhaps a table for tabular data might be a novel approach. Wikipedia is slightly better formatted. It lists 93 national organisations. As it happens, both include a link to the National Organisation for China, which is either the Chinese Radio Sports Association, with apparently two different acronyms, either CRSAOA or CRSA, or if you believe the IARU as a source, it's the one I mentioned earlier, the CRAC. I don't know which one is right, but at least we can assume that the IARU page was updated formally rather than edited by someone on the internet. Regardless of which one is the real Chinese National Amateur Radio Organization, none of the websites loaded for me. Let's move on. It's interesting that several non-English sites, like Korea, Japan, and Germany, feature a button that allows their site to be translated into English. What's even more interesting is that the English version of the site is not in any way the same content. In many cases, it appears to be information relevant to English visitors rather than a translation. One notable exception is Estonia, which allows a visitor to read their site in Estonian or English right out of the box. Unsurprisingly, the ARRL website has no buttons for Spanish, even though that represents about 13% of the USA population, let alone any other language. I'd encourage you to visit a few and see what you can learn about the other members of our community around the world. My visits leave me with questions. What do these organizations stand for? What do they do? Are they there for amateurs, for aspirant members, the general public, for regulators, for their members, for fundraising and advertising, or international visitors and tourism? It seems to me that looking at just a few of these organizations reveals a great many things about how they understand their own role and how they deliver service and just how much money they have to play with to make that happen. I'll leave you to ponder how effective they might be and what your role is in that endeavor. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
This is News West on VK6ARN. Hello everyone, Mark, VK6X-ray Lima Zulu, here with WAG News for May 25th. If you've been eagle-eyed, you'll probably much know all of this already, but the first Monday in June is a public holiday, Foundation Day or WA Day or whatever they're calling it this year, so WAG will be meeting on the second Monday of the month. That makes the next meeting of the West Australian Repeater Group Monday, the 9th of June. Doors will open at First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall around 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Where is 1PP, you say? Well, I'm glad you asked. For your GPSs, that's number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. all the way down the end, sharp left, into the car park at the end, just behind that shrubbery. Plenty of time to catch up with your favourite hams both before and after the meeting. Tea, coffee and refreshments, as always, will be available. But wait, there's more in June. Yes, folks. Roll up for the 2025 Wagfest or junk sale. What you call it is your choice, but we will be at the First Midland Scout Hall in Bellevue on Saturday the 28th of June. First Midland can be found at number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. If you came to last year's, well, it's the same place. Have a look around, buy some pre-loved equipment, or that wonderful little piece of junk that you've always wanted. See you there at the First Midland Scout Hall for Wagfest 2025, Saturday the 28th of June. I'm Mark, VK6X-Ray, Lima Zulu. This has been VK6RRG. And I'll just quickly remind you that if you're listening to this in the morning on VK6RLM and the linked All-Star Repeater Hubs at 10:30 this morning, that's 0230 Zulu, will be this week's edition of the WAG, Technical and General Net. And if you're listening to this in the evening, well, it's next week. That's all for WAG for this week. 73s from VK6RRG.
Hello from the WAVHF group. This is Dennis, VK6AKR. Birthday parties of the human kind sometimes have surprises. Invited guests sometimes cannot join in at the last moment. Others who said they could not attend have their schedules rearranged and can come after all. And so it is with organising an international birthday party for our Lancaster aircraft at Bull Creek Aviation History Museum and her sister aircraft. Bottom line, the aircraft at East Kirkby may not be making an appearance, but the International Bomber Command Centre, IBCC, will fill that gap. We've not heard from France, specifically not heard from any French amateurs who could help us glue this party together. Hopefully we can work on another event with France in the future. Amateurs in New Zealand are keen to be involved, but communication with their MOTAT museum has gone QRT. Hopefully, though, that is just QSB and that they'll be back on track by the time you hear this. The one certainty, though, is that with DMR we will be able to make contacts. Thanks go to the WA Repeater Group and to Adam, VK6XR, for once again assisting with this technology. We plan to use one of the Operation Manor Chowhound talk groups, 980802, and in New Zealand, 5302, if their repeater cannot be admin in time. Our fallback talk group is 5056. Locally, we can do 2 metres and 70 centimetres via VK6RFM from 10 a.m. and via VK6RLM once the Friday night TechNet has finished using it. We would love to offer HF as well, but occupational health concerns prevent feed lines snaking through visitor areas, and if previous Lancaster events are any guide, the Bull Creek crew are anticipating chaos, their word. More power to them. They have a vast range of interesting exhibits. So the important stuff, times and call sign. The museum at Bull Creek will be open as usual on Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. West Australian Standard Time. We may be lucky enough to go through until 5 p.m. to give our UK partners a bit of respite. Listen out for VK80JOD, that's VK80JOD, and get it in your log. Until next time, enjoy your week in amateur radio. This has been Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WA VHF Group and the WA Repeater Group.
...very well, but possibly not as well as I thought, and we were unaware that he had changed his call sign from a HQ Holden to an Alpha Sierra Austin Sedan. Never stopped learning this job. Apparently, John wanted to change his call sign, and when VK6 Alpha Sierra became available, he relinquished VK6 Hotel Quebec and became VK6 Alpha Sierra. And I helped John with his amateur radio equipment, selling it on the disposals, of course, and we also went to barbecues and birthday parties at his QDH. So it's a small world, isn't it? Also today, spoken to Connie, who told me that John became Silent Key 3 years ago, unfortunately. Vale John. What do I have for you on the disposal line? I have a single-phase mobile cool room with a sausage machine. This would be ideal for a club event and sausage sizzle event and keeping your beer and meat cold at the same time. It's licensed for the road, can be towed in other words, and for further details on that, please ring our news coordinator and editor, Clinton VK6 Fox Charlie Romeo Charlie, on 0436 338 543. That's all for me this week. 738, this is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor. Anything for next week for the broadcast, please email me, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Cheers, 73.
Hi all, it's Clinton, VK6FCIC, back with you. And some of the things I sent Roy about my dad's cool room and sausage machine are wrong, like the price and my dad's name. But you can contact my dad, Brian, on 0436338543. My dad's mobile phone number again is 0436338543. Thank you.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.